А по часть того, что он спирачит Терес. Уип я урос, Адам Тойд Броун.
Hey everybody, welcome to Conspiracy the Show. I'm Adam Todd Brown. Who are you?
I'm Laura Crawford.
We are your hosts. Laura, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good. For some reason in my mind, I wonder if we're going to go to the studio for this one yet, or if that's just maybe down the line.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting rid of the studio.
Never to return?
Yeah, I mean, maybe someday, but I've been paying for that thing since March and haven't been able to use it any of those months, so.
Ugh, you want to have a final party? A hurrah.
Yeah, I mean, if we were in a part of the country that was handling coronavirus better, I would probably look at keeping the studio, but
yeah,
feels like we're going to be recording this way for months and months and months.
Well, I bought stock in Zoom, not to disclose too much of my personal financial life, but I was like, this is not going to end soon, so here we go.
Oh, wow.
Let's put these pennies in some stocks, Daddy. Let's do it.
Wow.
You know?
Welcome to the Conflict of Interest pod.
Mover and shaker.
Laura's got money in Zoom, and we're recording on Zoom.
I got my dirty little fingers and all kinds of messy meat pies. That sounds disgusting.
Oof. That makes a good transition into what we're talking about today.
Hooray! Yes, guys, it's the viral conspiracy that YouTube doesn't want you to know about. Frazzle drip.
Frazzle drip. This is pretty fucking crazy. I'm obviously familiar with QAnon and Pizzagate, mm-hmm. but somehow this version of that conspiracy theory had escaped me up until this point, probably because I'm not spending enough time on the dark web. But one surefire way to get us to cover a topic on this show is to tweet at me and say, hey, have you ever covered this? Because, man, we got a lot of episodes and we got a lot more to go. So I always need topics.
Yeah.
So someone tweeted at me and asked if we'd covered this, and we have not. So we're talking about Frazzle Drip. Yay!
First of all, I'm always covering things in Frazzle Drip. And second of all, I don't know how you could have covered this just based on the timeline because it's so recent, but that's how the world moves fast these days. It's a whole new world, you know? And I was excited when you showed me it.
It's not so much that it's recent, it's that it's back in the news. Because this is a thing. Remember there was that really famous congressional, or I think it was the Senate, one of the two, where they had the Google CEOs and they were grilling them with questions. And one of them had to explain to, I think, Ted Cruz that they don't actually make the iPhone. They just, people use their service on the iPhone. No, Steve King. They had to explain that to.
Racist Steve King, not poor writer Steve King. Stephen King.
But in that same congressional testimony, someone actually brought up Frazzle Drip.
Mm-hmm. They asked the CEO of Google about Frazzle Drip and what was the deal with this? What's the deal with this story? And I think understandably, the CEO of Google was like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, buddy.
Yeah, the person who brought it up in that testimony, though, was doing it not from a standpoint of, how come you aren't investigating Frazzle Drip? It was more, he was saying, have you heard about this conspiracy, and is it a thing you're trying to stop the spread of?
Mm-hmm. Because when I first looked up an article about it, I got taken to something where it's just talking about the issue, of course, with YouTube and conspiracies and why, if you don't even have a YouTube history attached to your account, if you search something kind of innocuous, I guess, like Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, you would think that kind of should be akin to the experience of you looking it up in an encyclopedia, right? Or just maybe a news search engine. But really, your YouTube experience when you search things like that is you will immediately be given a large series of conspiracy-related videos. It's like the primary funnel for conspiracies is YouTube. And it's not because you have an interest in conspiracies. It's because you search something that is just, inherently political. So.
Right.
That's where it is.
Yeah.
That's kind of a problem.
it's a huge problem. And I don't doubt that YouTube's heart was in the right place when they developed their algorithm, because YouTube's algorithm is fucking great for discovering new music. Like, if you just start listening to a band you like and let it play long enough, they'll start playing similar stuff, and it's probably going to be stuff you like.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they also combine that, or they also apply that to things like conspiracy theories. And, I mean, I've been pretty vocal about the fact that I'm not necessarily in favor of banning conspiracy theories. I think that's a very dangerous road to go down. But, mm-hmm. I mean, information needs to be policed in some way, because there's a lot of fake information out there.
Yeah, the problem is that, well, also I think it's the issue that YouTube's audience, a large part of it is underage, right? And there's no sort of way to get kids to understand what news is and what conspiracy videos are or where the twain meet sometimes. Think of the children, for God's sake. I try to find that article where they're talking about it. But yeah, it's a problem with the algorithm that always leads you back to conspiracies. It's just not the way the good data works. You know, I would always think of myself and, you know, your brain, which is, you know, you're depressed if you're always coming up with depressing, you know, conclusions to everything. Like, you know, everything is a result of me being a terrible person. You know, you're sick, because your computer, if it did that all the time, you'd be like, oh, that's broken, it doesn't work. YouTube always leads the way to conspiracies, and it's always really early on. And they're always, I mean, not to say that conspiracies used to be softer, but I don't know. There's a big difference between a conspiracy that Hillary Clinton and all the people around her are involved in lobbying, and they're involved in child murder rape, where they jerk off with the blood and the adrenochrome. It makes them go delirious, and they turn into wolves under the Bilderberg moons, you know? Jeffrey Epstein's sex tunnels.
Yeah, we should talk about adrenochrome, because that's very important to understanding what this frazzle drip conspiracy is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stop driving people insane by saying that word over and over without explaining what it is. It's the name of a video that was allegedly found on Anthony Weiner's computer.
Right. Under a folder called life insurance or insurance policy?
Insurance. And that's all alleged.
Alleged.
I think that's there is definitely a conspiracy afoot when it comes to Frazzle Drip and Pizzagate. I just don't know if it's the conspiracy people think it is. Like, I don't, like, obviously there are rich people involved in child sex trafficking. We have 5 goddamn competing documentaries on the air about it right now.
Right.
But that doesn't mean every piece of information that you have been fed in regards to that is true and accurate.
For sure.
And I think personally, that's the conspiracy here. Like, obviously, there is a problem, like, sex trafficking is a global problem that does obviously involve a lot of rich and powerful people. But you also have to take into account that that's a situation where if the right thing happens and those people start going down, you could, in some ways, tag innocent people onto that and take them down with it if you manufacture the right evidence.
Well, yeah. I mean, I had sent you this week that there's a gentleman who is exposing a lot of the gulags and, you know, oppression under Stalin. He recently is being jailed in Russia for sexual assault, and people claim that that's, you know, a smear job and that he actually didn't do anything and he's an enemy of Putin. Things like that. I'm like, sure, yeah, let's all go. I'm game for that. But in this case, I just think there also is an aspect to it. Maybe it's just because the name is so silly that you sometimes wonder, because it all comes from like 4chan. It's just that sense. Am I being trolled?
Right. And we'll get to another example of a video that is clearly 4chan trolling people.
Yeah.
That has also been taken as evidence that John Podesta and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation are all engaging in abuse of children. And there are some pieces of evidence out there, I guess, if you want to call it that, that do look kind of damning, but we'll explain
for
it.
Sure.
Like, here's the thing. I don't, like, this point is brought up in a video that we're going to discuss and we'll link to also on the website, but I don't doubt that John Podesta might be a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
I just think you have to be careful about what evidence you accept in trying to prove that point, because that's a really easy way to discredit people, to feed them fake information that they then spread far and wide. So normal thinking folk can point at them and go, well, that's already been proven fake. So everything that person is saying is fake. That is classic government tactics.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Richard Doty, kind of smear job, gibberish. We know the score. But you do give very great notes about adrenochrome. And I think maybe if we talked about Pizzagate, we might have talked about adrenochrome a little bit. But yeah, so this drug or this chemical, whatever you want to say, it's a drug that you might have heard of before in, you know, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. The theory is that the elites love adrenochrome. And the person who puts this forth is, as you wrote here, this conspiracy theorist, Liz Crokin. And she says, adrenochrome is a drug that the elites love. It comes from children. The drug is extracted from the pituitary glands of tortured children. It's sold on the black market. It's the drug of the elites. It is their favorite drug. It is beyond evil. It is demonic. It is so sick.
And yeah, like you mentioned, if that all sounds familiar, you're probably thinking of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, where Hunter S. Thompson talks about taking this drug after it's given to him by his batshit insane lawyer.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where this idea comes from. Like, that's in popular culture. That's where this idea that adrenochrome is being harvested from live bodies, at least. They don't even mention children in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, but that's always a good sign that you may not be going down the right path when it comes from a fucking Hunter S. Thompson book.
I thought,
like,
he was
that guy's whole MO was to play kind of fast and loose with the actual facts. It's more about the feeling, man. And like,
new journalism, daddy. Get some, yeah, Tom Wolfe in it. We're putting on our white suits, doing our adrenochrome. I thought he was just saying it because it sounds like adrenaline and it sounds sciency because it's chromium, you know? Like, what the fuck is in a walk hard when they're like, lysergic, made by scientists, talking about LSD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just like, adrenochrome sounds like metal plus adrenaline. How could you get cooler? You know, that sort of deal.
But the thing about it is, it's real. Adrenochrome is a real thing.
For sure. And I keep saying for sure. Lord almighty today. But And then Dwarves of Perception, Aldous Huxley, he's like, yeah, I think it's the same effects as mescaline. But he had never taken it.
Right.
What?
And there are other people who've researched it. And their hypothesis was, oh, this is what causes schizophrenia.
Right. Mm-hmm. For sure. In the 70s, they were studying that, right?
Right. 60s and 70s.
Freewheeling time.
One of the suggestions is that adrenochrome can only be harvested from traumatized children. And no, you can synthesize it in a lab, just like any other drug. We've hit that point in history.
Yeah.
So if adrenochrome is really that popular of a drug, you wouldn't have to round up thousands of children and harvest their blood every year. You could just make it. So that's important to remember.
Yeah. And these are the same people that were constantly told are in league with all these corporations and the, you know, public health companies and genetic engineering. And goddamn, I totally remember when these dudes in one of the documentaries you're watching, I think it was Above Majestic, and he was like, the elites, they don't die. Their bodies just, they don't age. They're ageless. They live forever. And it's like, we're supposed to believe that these elites have the power of endless aging, but they had to like manually go out and like kidnap children to get their brain drugs. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't want to harp on it, but Hillary Clinton is for sure aging.
Yes, she is. And so is Bill Clinton. And so is Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin. Huma? Is that right?
Huma Abedin isn't really aging, but...
Yeah. She also got good genes. So adrenochrome is the sexy sounding drug that they were like, basically all these elites are built these candy houses where they get children to come in and they just crack their little skulls open with, I don't know, like lobster claw things, mouth or whatever, and suck the juices out from within. And that's why Hillary Clinton has a tremors and is like got her brains fried, but she's still like a super young elite. Do you understand that conflict?
I don't understand pushing this notion that Hillary Clinton drinks blood to stay young, but also is suffering from all these medical conditions. Yeah. I don't think that's how that works.
She's had seizures and tremors and brain malfunctions, and her handlers aren't doing a good job, man. Bad handlers.
The way this ties into Hillary Clinton and the elites and sex trafficking, one of the figures that people point to all the time when they're stating the case for this being real is this figure that 800,000 kids go missing in the United States every year. And here's the thing. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
But 99% of those kids are then located. They're just reported missing.
I was going to say, are they then recovered? Because if so, 800,000 pairs of the socks I've ever owned in my life have gone missing. You find,
exactly.
You find all the 100% of the lighters I've ever owned are missing. I find them again.
And yes, obviously 1% of 800,000 is still a whole lot. That's 80,000 kids that just go missing in this country every year. So if you're on the side that hears that statistic and it somehow leads you to believe Hillary Clinton is eating faces, you have to at least ask yourself, why are people not being honest about that statistic? Because it's one of the main talking points that you see floated around about this. Because it comes from this video of this guy who was apparently ex-CIA talking about adrenochrome. Mm-hmm. And he throws that 800,000 number out there. And that's where people have gotten it from. But like 80,000 is a perfectly shocking number.
Yeah.
Why not just go with that?
Right. And are we, by children, are we considering any human American from the ages of 0 to 18 years old?
Yep.
Okay.
That's going to be a whole lot of runaways and things of the like.
Kids who get kicked out of their homes and, you know, what have you. You're not my real dad. You know, a lot of, what is it? I was going to say Linda Ronstadt, but that's not correct. Love is a battlefield.
Pat Benatar.
There's a lot of Pat Benatars in the world going out and dancing in the streets with their friends, you know, and just being homeless runaways, like the band The Runaways.
Linda Ronstadt sang Love is a Rose.
Aw, that's much more beautiful.
Which is actually a Neil Young song.
But she's a dirty liberal, too. Don't they all fucking hate Linda Ronstadt?
She's
very
she?
Liberal. Yeah, I think all the conservatives fucking hate Linda Ronstadt now. But anyway, regardless. So those numbers clearly a bit fucked. And but recently it did get published again, you know, promoted how many kids ICE lost. And people are like, see, Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State when ICE lost all those kids. What about that? And it's like, yeah, that is actually really disturbing that ICE lost all those kids. What do you think that's about? Do you think that's tied into this?
Well, see, that's the thing, like, lost kids are definitely something worth looking into. I don't know, like, when it comes to ICE, like, we have a broken foster care system in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard so many tales of kids just getting lost in this system that predate Hillary Clinton. So to tie that issue to Hillary Clinton just because there are these rumors on the internet,
yeah,
feels like a little bit of a leap to me. And what this whole thing reminds me of is something I bring up all the time, which is Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And how Brazil came to have Jair Bolsonaro as their president. Basically, they had a president named Dilma Rousseff who put this policy in place that made investigating corruption way easier. And a lot of her conservative right-wing opponents were like, shit, we're probably going to get caught in something as a result of this. So what they did is they launched an investigation of their own into this massive scandal that had been going on for decades and decades that involved basically every politician. And they successfully blamed it all on Dilma Rousseff and her predecessor, a guy they called Lula, who is hugely popular in Brazil. And they framed it as this thing that was only happening on that side. They sent all of them to prison. Dilma Rousseff got impeached. And then it came out later that both sides were involved in that. And then when it came out that both sides were involved, the side on the right that had put themselves in power were like, nah, country can't go through another impeachment now.
That's a brilliant point.
And I feel like you have to think about global sex trafficking in the same way. Like, what do you think Trump was doing hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein all those times? Like, do you really think something like pedophilia breaks down among party lines and only Democrats? This is only a problem with Democrats. Like, I don't doubt that there are, I mean, it's not even that I don't doubt. Obviously, there are problems with global sex trafficking that involve very rich and powerful people. But what's happening here feels like an effort by one side that was almost certainly involved to make it seem like only the other side was involved. And like, I'm sorry, motherfuckers, that's not justice. That's not how it's supposed to work. Trump's going to have to go down for this too.
Yeah, and there's a lot of hypocrisies that this story exposes on a more minor and less inflammatory level amongst the people involved. Like, you know, doing a little work into some of the people involved, like Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner is a major hypocrite on all these other issues. He was railing against unpaid parking tickets by foreign diplomats in New York City. Then, you know, the news started investigating his staff when he was a congressman. They found, hey, your fucking staff has thousands of dollars in unpaid parking tickets. He was a lobbyist, but he did it less than 20% of the time when he was working. And running for offices, and there, and he was like, there's this like Daschle Act, so it's after Tom Daschle, where it's like you don't have to declare yourself your lobbyist if it's less than 20% of your total income, I believe, or hours you work. So he was not telling people he was a lobbyist. Huma Abedin was doing the same thing. She was doing lobbying work while she was working for Hillary as Secretary of State. They tried to nail her on collecting all this money for a time that she didn't work and all this shit. She was using the private email server. She's a huge hypocrite. It's also bizarre because Anthony Weiner, like, was railing against Saudi Arabia and, you know, their role in 9/11. And then his wife is Saudi Arabian. It just seemed unusual to me. I was like, and then she's highly tied to her parents are, her mom's a professor in Jeddah. And so she's highly tied in with Saudi Arabia. And then they tried to say that her family was connected to the Muslim Brotherhood. I'm not saying she is or anything. It was just like, this is weird. This is a weird confluence of, you know, and obviously the Clintons hang out with the Saudi Arabians all the time. I would say, though, when you talk about, like, why people are more likely to hang out with Jeffrey Epstein, the fact that the Clintons actually had a foundation which was getting billions of dollars, or I don't know, billions, but I think close to billions, from all these shady people, they almost have more of an excuse than Donald Trump does, you know, because he doesn't have, I mean, he had the Trump Foundation, but that was not.
Yeah.
The Clinton Foundation is gigantic.
Yeah, and the Clinton Foundation, I think, still is the subject of an FBI investigation. Mm-hmm. And, like, maybe that will find some sort of connection to child sex trafficking.
Yeah.
But, like, for an issue this huge, mm-hmm. I feel like people should resist the temptation to try it on the internet.
Right.
Because it's going to get a lot of people discredited, and it just makes it sound too crazy to be true when we know it's not too crazy to be true because Jeffrey Epstein existed. Like, we all expected Jeffrey Epstein to get murdered in prison, and Jeffrey Epstein got murdered in prison. Something's fucking going on, clearly.
Yeah, there's without a doubt something going on. I mean, even Ghislaine Maxwell's father died under very mysterious circumstances after. So people connected to these cases are dying in odd ways. We mentioned that detective who investigated her, who wound up dead. The butler's dead. Epstein's dead. There are a number of people. Yeah, of course, there's always that saying, you know, that Hillary Clinton has more, you know, suicides around her than Jim Jones. I don't think anyone's ever said that. I just think I just made it up.
Yeah, but that's statistically almost impossible.
Statistically impossible. Right on.
That would take a lot.
Oh, man. That would be more like, you know, like a Japanese corporation or something.
Yeah. Then I would be like, yeah, lock her up. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Of course. But in this case, I mean, I just wonder, it's like, what is it about the Clintons that just gets this level of violence associated with them? For people who didn't start any wars, well, Hillary wanted a war in Iraq. I don't know. Maybe we don't say that. But
I mean, Bill Clinton did some shit.
Oh, he did
in Europe.
Some bombings, yeah. For yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. And then in Iraq too. I think like he lit him up a couple of times. But I don't know, man. I'm still shocked that people are so convinced they're murderers.
I do think it just inherently says something about Hillary Clinton that this is like her version of the P tape.
Yes.
So with Trump, we're like, did he really watch a bunch of prostitutes pee on a bed? And with Hillary Clinton, we're like, does she eat kids' faces?
Yeah.
Like that, just to get that rumor started about yourself takes some level of villainy.
You know what I would love to do? I wish I could go in a time machine back to 2016. We could probably do this now, even, sorry, with current Hillary haters. But I would like to ask them individually, so what is Benghazi? And have them explain it to me and just get the various accounts of what it is and what these people imagine
oh, yeah.
is. Or how many people died in Benghazi? Where it's like 3 Americans died, and then you're looking at Corona stats today and you're like, oh, 140,000 Americans are dead. But we had how many congressional inquiries into 3 dead?
Yeah. I mean, Benghazi would be an interesting episode of this podcast, though.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. This is Adam, host of this podcast. Did you know there's a new way to subscribe to Conspiracy the Show? Head to conspiracy.supercast.tech, and for just $3 a month, you get every episode of Conspiracy the Show, including bonus episodes, completely ad-free. Not sure if you know this, but as of right now, there are still nearly 40 episodes of this show that have never been released publicly. So, if you're looking for a way to occupy all that newfound free time you have, we can totally help. Again, head to conspiracy.supercast.tech and sign up today for just $3 a month. Or, as always, to get everything the Unpops Network has to offer for one still insanely low price, check out patreon.com/unpops. Either way, thanks for listening and thanks for the support. We love you. Let's get back to the show. So let's talk about the video. In this video, it's the name of a video that is alleged to have been found on Anthony Weiner's computer. And that's actually how the Hillary Clinton email scandal broke. Because here's the thing, Anthony Weiner is a fucking pedophile. He wasn't just texting underage girls and being like, hey, you up? Like, look at those fucking texts. He was like, hey, how about you dress up in a baby doll costume and let's do some rape fantasy stuff. Like, it was hardcore shit with girls he knew were underage. So clearly he was worthy of being investigated for pedophile stuff. And in the process of that, this either FBI or NYPD official, one of the two, finds all of these emails between Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin. But that's kind of where the theory here gets weird, because what everyone argues is that that agent found this video while looking through Anthony Weiner's laptop and through his communications. But also all of the documents from that, like the, we'll link to it. I found a letter on the FBI Vault website kind of announcing the discovery of these emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And they make it really clear that they're not going to look at them because that's not what they're investigating.
Oh, just a minor point about the laptop itself, which is, we mentioned that he had the emails related to his wife's work. The wife did later, I don't know if this is true or not, but the wife did claim that she also used, they shared a computer basically for work, and that he wasn't like accessing her stuff, or he wasn't, it doesn't appear that he was like doing work with them. It was just, she was just like, honey, I'm going to use your laptop to check my email while she's like stirring the sauce or whatever, you know, in the kitchen. These are the scenes.
The walnut sauce.
While he's in, while he's laying in bed with their like 4 year old in bed with him, while he's got a big fucking heart on, like a freak. Jesus Christ! Did I did I tell you the description that he gave a woman on Twitter that I have included in my notes? When he said, like, when he was like, he described himself as a like perpetually horny, argumentative, middle aged man. I was
that
like,
sounds about right.
No, thank you. No thanks.
Yeah.
Argumentative and horny. What a combo.
Anthony Weiner is definitely a problem.
He's a huge problem. And it's a bummer because he's so good at healthcare.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's a really effective politician, but he's probably also a sociopath. And that probably goes a long way toward explaining why he's a very effective politician.
Yeah. And we also got to remember that I completely fucking forgot about this documentary. There was a documentary made about Huma and Anthony Weiner called Weiner that was about when he tried to run for New York City mayor after he had his initial scandals back in 2011 and 2013. And you're just the balls on this guy. This, he is a ballsy character who almost kind of repeatedly set himself up to fuck up and fail in the public eye like this. You know, he's there's something wrong with him.
I think he's a pedophile.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a psycho pedophile. Like, right. Sex addict. In, like, the ego to someone to be so publicly shamed and vilified and then be like, I'm going to go back.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the same thing again. This 15-year-old won't tell people that I'm texting her. It's like, what is wrong with you, man?
All those 22-year-olds did. Those talky 22-year-olds. I'm done with them.
I got to get an impressionable kid in on this.
Oh, my God. And on the laptop that I share with my wife and her work with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that part is pretty fucking crazy.
Also, the thing about this is, so you have to imagine that he's got this video on his laptop of his wife and her boss tearing a kid's face off and wearing it. What is he doing with it? He's just, it's just storage. It's just hanging out there. Is he sharing it to people?
Well, that's the thinking behind why it was in a folder called insurance.
Yeah.
Because if things ever went awry and he had to have a bargaining chip, he's got this video.
But what, maybe I've probably seen too much Mr. Robot, but actually I haven't seen too much Mr. I haven't seen enough because I didn't watch the whole series. But wouldn't you have to do a thing like where you're like, I have a lawyer who has the video, so if I get murdered, the video gets sent to a guy at CNN who's like lined up, and then there's an unburnable server.
Well, the other thing that's weird about it is people say, like, one of the suggestions is that this was Huma Abedin's folder where she kept incriminating information about Hillary Clinton in case she ever had to go public with it. But here's the thing. Would you choose a video of both of you cutting a child's face off?
No.
Is that what you would? You would not show up to the FBI and go, you're not going to believe what I have on Hillary Clinton, and slide that fucking tape across the table? People are going to be like, well, that's you. Also, like, you're both just going to go to prison now.
For real. Here's the things we can list off just that they do in this video. So they're supposed to be torturing a child, drinking blood, wearing a face as a mask. And this is supposedly, have you heard that it takes place anywhere other than the Epstein Island? Because I read Epstein Island as for a locale.
Yeah, there's a, let's play this video quick.
They do a seppuku in Japanese martial arts. Harakiri is the term they used in World War II. They cut her with a Z across her stomach and pulled out her intestines and wore it around their necks. And then, excuse me, I gotta take a drink of water.
I mean, it's just,
it's nauseating. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
They then, once she was sufficiently terrified and still alive, they reach up with looks like some kind of forceps, kind of bent, very slender at the end, into the nose and up into jamming it up into the brain. They knew how to do this, so they didn't kill the girl. They pulled her pineal out through her nose.
Oh.
And they ate half of it. I think Hillary offered it. Hillary did it and offered it to Uma.
And we're back. That is allegedly an NYPD detective describing what's on this video. And the things they describe, like, who would film that?
Tripod. They have to just set up.
Yeah, like, it's... It's mentioned that, like, it, if you see these alleged screenshots from it, it's very grainy surveillance footage. And occasionally you'll hear that this video happened at Comet Ping Pong Pizza, which is a popular sex trafficking spot in Washington, D.C., apparently. But then if you listen to that recording from that detective, he says the kid was tied to a tree. They're growing trees in that fucking pizza place?
They're like Keebler elves. They're like pizza elves. I keep snickering and laughing, and it's not like that, but it's just, there's something about, it's just, I feel like they're giving things the stupidest names possible to make these fucking people on 4chan look as dumb as possible to believe this. Like, I can't believe, you know, like, naming a boat, Bodie McBoatface. I feel like that's the equivalent of everything that happens with the Navy on this shit. It's a Comet Ping Pong Pizza and Frazzle Trip.
Yeah. The thing about the video, I don't think it exists. Like, where is the video? Because we're going to talk about another video in a second that very much exists. I can point you to where it's from, and I feel fine pointing you to where that video is because it's fucking fake. It is not a video of John Podesta abusing a child. It's a fucking music video. So where are all of the clips of this video? Where are the people? Like, no one, when this was posted to the dark web, downloaded it and shared it anywhere. It's just all rumors that it exists.
that's what I find absurd about it. And just a little cursory search deal. What I found, I think I hipped you to it, the site ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net, Frazzle Drip is real. So they claim that this is all connected to this dude, Peter Dalglish, a senior advisor to the UN's World Health Organization, and he's been celebrated for over 30 years as a champion of charitable causes for at-risk kids. And they say that he was arrested at the time this article was published 2 weeks ago in Kathmandu, Nepal, by local police on allegations of child sex abuse. And they found that he may have abused many children, and that he's the one responsible for leaking a copy of the infamous Hillary and Huma pedophile snuff video to the dark web. You know, because old people who work in government are always good at leaking videos. What? He is, though, as confirmed on the internet, this dude, Peter Dalglish, Dalglish? I don't know. He's the Canadian founder of the Street Kids International Charity. Ooh. And he is a convicted sex offender. And he is currently in prison in Nepal for 9 years, being convicted of sexually assaulting two young boys.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned before we started recording that that's one of the things that makes me feel like he doesn't actually have any knowledge of this tape. The fact that he is in prison and not dead leads me to believe he doesn't actually have the knowledge of this that people are saying. Because if motherfuckers can get to Jeffrey Epstein in prison in the United States, how fucking hard can it be to get to a dude who's in prison in fucking Nepal?
I mean, anecdotally, I fell in love with the series 101 East, which is made by Al Jazeera, and from their reports, like a 60 Minutes type of show, and exposing like corruption, different problems of life, from watching that show, I concluded that living in Nepal is the worst thing on earth. It is, Nepal is one of the worst countries to live in. Like, people from Nepal, a lot of them are involved in organ trading, selling their kidneys illegally. A lot of them end up being abused as workers in countries in the UAE and in Malaysia. You know, like they go over there to work construction jobs in high rises, they die, they get maimed. So it is a brutal, crushing poverty, very sad, and like life is harsh. Men are willing to sell like eyes and stuff to get just basic subsistence existence. So yes, can you fucking buy those guards off? You're goddamn right you can.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could get in there and take care of that guy.
Yeah. So
that's worth asking yourself. Why isn't that guy dead? If the Clinton body count is a real thing and this video is a real thing, how have they managed not to get to a dude in prison in Nepal?
Yeah, he's got the upper hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm living pretty over here, serving years for... And how do you get... How does this guy get arrested and get processed and can't buy everyone off? Doesn't that seem weird too? Like that they made the charges? I'm shocked. I'm not saying they shouldn't. Obviously they should. But that surprises me.
Yeah, agreed. So if you're questioning why Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin would do this, it's because of adrenochrome, which we talked about at the beginning of the show. The thinking is that the best adrenochrome, just like we learned on Snowpiercer, that babies taste the best. Apparently, the younger you are, you also produce the best adrenaline when you're scared.
Yeah, it's like Monsters, Inc.
Right, yeah. I never saw Monsters, Inc., but I'm sure.
I'm sorry. I think a lot... Well, in Monsters, Inc., they harness the children for their energy for the city. And that's what they're powered on. There's the whole city, their whole universe is powered on children's screams. Much like Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin can't have their lesbianic trysts without lubing themselves up with child blood, right? That's what I think they imagine they do, right? That's the whole undercurrent to everything, that it's a veiled lesbian accusation against the two of them. That's what I gather also.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's been alleged outside of Pizzagate.
I just want to confirm this extra layer of homophobia on top of this hatred of liberals, fear of science.
So let's talk about one of the pieces of evidence that is circulating a whole lot on the internet right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is a screenshot of this section of notes that is alleged to be from the government. And here's the things it lists. Wiener, texting 15-year-old, sexually explicit. 926, federal search warrant, iPhone, iPad, laptop, initial analysis of laptop, thousands emails, Hillary Clinton in foundation, crime against children. And that does look pretty fucking damning. I won't deny that for one second. And it is very real. That bit of notes is from an actual government document. It's from notes where an FBI agent was discussing what he'd been briefed on that morning with James Comey. And it happened on October 4th, 2016, while the Wiener investigation was happening. But here's the thing. One, the FBI had a separate investigation going into the Clinton Foundation.
Yes.
We don't really know why, but I think it centers more around maybe money laundering or taxes, something like that.
Yeah, or it could be like propping up dictators, getting weird donations for people and I don't know, stuff connected to the UN. Any number of things. Lobbying, it could be anything.
Right. But we also know they were investigating Anthony Weiner's laptop. Mm-hmm. And the things listed there are all separate topics. I mean, I get it looks bad, but it's not smoking gun proof that the FBI discussed the Hillary Clinton Foundation committing crimes against children. Because you have to remember what Anthony Weiner did, also a crime against children.
Yes. Yes. I mean, there's that. That's such a vague note. I'm just thinking that if something, how to put this, if there was evidence of Hillary Clinton in the Clinton Foundation committing crimes against children, the FBI has not been reticent about investigating Hillary Clinton.
No.
So why wouldn't they just keep investigating Hillary Clinton? It's not like they're like, whoa, we don't investigate Hillary Clinton. That's not what happens around here. We're the FBI, motherfuckers. We don't like sex trafficking children. But more than that, we also hate investigating Hillary Clinton. They quite like investigating Hillary Clinton. They've done it many times.
Yeah, and it's important to take into account that those notes come from a document that is more than 500 pages long. Mm. We'll link to it on the website. It's the Department of Justice's inquiry into the FBI's handling of Hillary Clinton's emails after they were found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And there are notes, there are handwritten notes from FBI agents in that fucking thing. There are text messages between FBI agents in that document. And the one thing you don't see throughout any of those 500 pages is anyone being like, holy shit, did you see that video? We gotta take Hillary Clinton down right fucking now. There's no one who's like, man, I'm gonna kill myself after watching that. Which is another thing that's been alleged, which is that cops have started killing themselves after watching this video. Like, it's the fucking Ring.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Uma comes out of the well? Jesus Christ. Like,
yeah, in any of those 500 plus pages, nowhere is there anyone getting all worked up about having found what is arguably, if it's real, the most horrific crime committed by a U.S. government official, probably of all time.
It would be the most horrific crime, yes, that any U.S. public official had ever personally committed or personally been in the presence of that I could ever think of, besides possibly that congressman going to Jonestown and they all killed him.
Well, they killed him first.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he missed it. Damn. That doesn't work. See? It's the most. I couldn't even think of one that really fit. Christ almighty. No one's like, man, Hillary Clinton, remember everyone, how everyone's talking about her pantsuits? Know what I want to talk about? How she rips kids' faces off.
I'm just saying, you think it'd come up one more time.
Also, I don't think these people know how removing skin works, because in the picture that I sent you, they're like, this is a drill that they used to rip someone's head off. And I was like, that's not what drills do. Drills drill into things.
Well, what they're saying there is that the hair was wrapped around the drill bit and pulled the scalp off.
Okay.
Okay. Try it. See if it works.
I don't know. We're going to Mythbusters. Conspiracy busters. We have a bunch of like fake heads set up with wigs on them. We try to rip scalp off with a drill. We're like, see, it doesn't work. Couldn't happen.
We need to take that to YouTube. So the point I'm getting at is, if you take this one bit of notes as proof that this is real, at least go give that entire document a little read. Like, imagine what kind of person you would have to be in the FBI and see this video and be like, we got to protect Hillary Clinton. Like, we have to keep this from the public. No, you'd be like, fucking arrest her right now.
Yeah, you would talk about that for sure. It doesn't jive with me that this many people could bear witness to this level of violence and stuff, and that this video also could get out, but is not really out. It's like half out. How do you half leak a video? So one of the articles I read, they claim that this took place at Epstein's estate, and they claim that Epstein's estates had incinerators all over them. And I'm like, what? Like, it's fucking Auschwitz? What are you talking about? Incinerators all over the property?
There have been a few documentaries that have gone to that place. Like, where are those incinerators at?
I don't ever remember incinerators being mentioned in anything I've read about them.
No.
So they were trying to say that, like, you know, this came out. But normally, you don't see these videos because, you know, they're all in servers which go into incinerators in the secret tunnels. They also said secret tunnels. So these all takes place in tunnels?
Yeah, there's all of that. And yeah, there's another document out there from the FBI Vault website that I mentioned earlier that is about them discovering these emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And on that document too, it's the targets of the investigation that are listed are Anthony Weiner, and then it says producers of child pornography. And again, that stuff is definitely a bad look, but they could very well just be referring to Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, of course.
Like, what he did fits that description.
Yeah, I mean, he took a sexy photo with a child next to him.
He sure did.
It's an image that's most meant to elicit a sexual response, and there's a kid in the picture. So it's child pornography. I don't know if he intends the kid to be part of the arousal, but a kid is there. That is, when that came out, my brain was having a very hard time with that.
So one of the weird things I came across researching this is this guy called the Legendary Punisher, who to me, like, he's a fucking hero among QAnon types. If you go to his Twitter account, people love this guy. To me, he could not possibly look more like a fucking government agent playing a character trying to rile people up.
Did you say possibly? He's possibly the worst guy connected to Pizzagate.
Man, so many coded references in this podcast. It's going to drive people nuts.
Coded like a thick walnut sauce.
You're just being cheesy now, Laura.
CPP. I can't. It's just horrifying. When you say the Legendary Punisher, I'm imagining a 60-year-old guy who drives a topper, who wears a leather duster and has, like, tap-out shirts.
Kinda.
Ew.
He's
yikes.
His Twitter handle is Legendary Punis 2. P-U-N-I-S 2. Whatever.
Sounds like he misspelled penis.
There's this video of him. It was shot by this site called Right Side Broadcasting Network, which is exactly what it fucking sounds like.
Brilliant.
And it's ostensibly them just walking up to a random person at a Trump rally and getting his unfiltered, completely off-the-cuff comments on the state of the world. And suspiciously, they let this motherfucker talk for 4 solid minutes, which, when have you ever seen a reporter just hand a motherfucker the mic for 4 goddamn minutes? And he gives this talk that looks like a wrestling promo. He's got these fucking white sunglasses on. He's got all these fucking catchy slogans that he's spitting out, and it just looks so fucking fake and suspicious to me. And speaking of fake and suspicious, that video went up on YouTube, the one that we'll link to, on June 22nd 2020. His Twitter account also started June 2020. Laura, guess how many followers he has?
4.
32,000 followers already.
That's weird.
It is very weird. Like, this guy was apparently not at all involved in posting this shit on the internet in any way on Twitter. And then, just like that, in June of 2020, this hot new personality on the QAnon scene emerges. And motherfuckers think they're not being played. Like, he is a character who is selling a story.
Yeah.
And you know he's selling a story because his pinned tweet is this really infamous video that alleges to show John Podesta abusing a child. It's a video called Fatherhood. And if you view it through that lens, it is a horrifying video. But you also have to take into account Twitter hasn't taken it down. Even though this guy has 32,000 followers, his tweets get all sorts of interaction. So why would Twitter let something like that stay up? There are two explanations that aren't going to please anyone. One, they are covertly in on trying to spread this conspiracy theory. Or two, they know the video's fake. And here's the thing. We know the video is fake. On a YouTube site, Titus Frost is the guy who debunked this video. Seems like kind of an asshole, but he does a fine job breaking down where this video came from.
He's a YouTuber. I mean, that's typical.
And he traced the roots of this video back to another video called Theme Song Caillou, which was posted by a user named Silva Gunner. The voice in the video is ripped from a completely other YouTube video. And they also, in this video, show Reddit threads from months and months ago where people are asking if someone actually died in this Caillou rip video. And the guy who made it jumps in and goes, no, fuck faces. I wouldn't put an actual murder on the internet. So before this video was called Fatherhood and reportedly showed John Podesta abusing a child, it was already on the internet as another thing that people had already determined was not a real video. But it's still the legendary Punisher's pinned tweet, and I don't know. Like, where did that guy fucking come from? At the very least, fucking ask that guy to show you his driver's license. Like, not even tweet it. Just be like, hey, I'll keep my hands up so I'm not screenshotting it. Can we get on a video chat? Can I please see your driver's license and know who you actually are? And I guarantee that motherfucker is a cop of some sort.
A cop or an actor?
Yeah.
Oh, he's just out of the blue? I mean, this man is the human equivalent of a pile of bricks. Not to talk of his intelligence. I'm saying he is like a cop put out a giant pile of bricks by a riot. You know what I'm saying? That's who he is as a human being. He's the human embodiment of that, which is he's just an actor. He's a crisis actor. He's what they allege that all these people are, which is he appears to be a human being, which is composed possibly by some creation of a writer who works for some organization, God knows which one. But yeah, this just does not seem real at all. And the fact that the video is called Theme Song Caillou is just a big whistle in my mind to point out that how many people do hide images of graphic, horrific violence within videos for kids to try to get them to see it on YouTube. That big trend.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good point.
Or hiding them in Peppa Pig videos and things like that to make kids watch disgusting, horrendous images of violence or gross shit. And it's something that seems like it's created to abuse children, but it's supposed to be a video exposing child abuse. You know what I mean? Like, it's meant to trick kids into watching it, which is child abuse, but it's a video that says it's exposing child abuse. It's so disgusting.
But with all that said, pedophiles and sex trafficking rings do obviously exist.
Yeah.
And, like, who else but rich people are engaging in that shit? It's not like your friend Don, who works an accounting job, is saving up so he can blow $15,000 on an abducted child at some point.
No, the real minor version of it, of course, is just people who go to, you know, like jerk-off parlors and stuff. I mean, they on a small level do encourage human trafficking. And there was actually, I mean, we do want to say, you know, there are a lot of cases that are being exposed right now for real. In Italy, it was just revealed that a lot of these migrant women, or a lot of women, have been sex trafficked from Africa, and the guys who were holding them just left them to starve during coronavirus while it was going on, just like left them in a house somewhere, you know, and they, you know, had various medical problems, and a lot of them died and stuff like that. So, I mean, sex traffickers and human trafficking is being exposed for real. If you want to help to end human trafficking, you can do it for real cases and real people instead of making this stuff up, you know, and chasing these ghosts and, you know, false videos and whatever else.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, every time there's a big child sex trafficking or pedophilia arrest, QAnon types and frazzle drip types, who are the ones who will tweet about it and be like, see, it's coming. Well, if this video exists, why hasn't Hillary Clinton been arrested?
Yeah.
like the government has shown every willingness to arrest child sex traffickers, governments all around the world.
Yeah, look at that fucking dude that's in Nepal right now, the UN dude.
So where are all of these arrests? And that's the thing. It could very well be that they're trying to build a public case. Like, so much of this reminds me of this, like, all right, I don't want to get off track. Child sex trafficking rings exist, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yeah.
But if you honestly think this is a thing run by the deep state, which implies intelligence organizations of some sort and government officials, like if you really think that's who's doing this, I would encourage you to watch the documentary Mirage Men, which Laura and I did an episode about a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a guy named Richard Doty, who worked for the U.S. Air Force Office of Special Investigation. And here's what his job was. If someone was looking for UFO stuff and they stumbled upon actual U.S. government or military technology, he would go to those people and give them more information and be like, yep, you sure are onto something. Here's more classified documents. How about you share these with your followers? And then those people would share those with their followers. And then the government would immediately come out and be like, that's fake. That person's lying. Because the information they were fed was fake.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who gave them that information was lying, because that was the point, was to put a little bit of stink on that person's investigation into this. So anything else they ever come up with, people would just be like, well, you were already proven a liar
right
when you published that other stuff.
Yeah.
And if you really do believe that this is some sort of deep state sex trafficking ring, then I'm sorry, you got to open yourself up to the possibility that you're going to be fucking lied to by the people doing it. And they might lie to you to make you look bad. And this could just as easily be an example of that.
Very well could. Very well could. And when we talk about the fact that we suspect that there's cases being built, building a case is typically something that you do when you're looking at stuff like financial impropriety, let's say, taxes, stuff where you're accumulating more data to prove your case. With murder cases or cases of rape, when you have a motherfucking video of it, you can go to trial. You don't gotta wait around on it and build up more evidence.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're trying R. Kelly, obviously.
I'm not saying you're gonna win the case. I'm saying you can go to trial. I'm not saying you're gonna win.
Then you need him to do it in a music video for that to work.
Yes.
Otherwise, video is not gonna cut it.
You need the girl to look a certain way. No.
But with all that said, I think this does bring up a really interesting question, which is the idea of believing women. And this really tests the limits of that, because there are, like, what about Sarah Ruth Ashcraft? She has hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter, and she has been steadfast in her claims that she was sexually abused by both Hillary Clinton and Tom Hanks, and that her father basically sold her to Tom Hanks at one point,
mm-hmm.
as so he could have sex with her. And who's believing her? There's also a girl named Katie Groves, who has an entire YouTube page that is about her being a survivor of an MK Ultra sex abuse cult. And people, I think, would see her video and hear what she says and go, oh, well, she's clearly mentally ill. But why? We know MK Ultra was real. And we know that they looked very much into what kind of impact trauma has on a person, mm-hmm. and especially a young person. So what about that?
Who is the comedian who used to host the Oscars, who's got, you know, a very big nose, ski slope nose? And there's a woman who used to claim for years that he was her handler and that he had sexually abused her. The guy who used to do USO tours, the comedian.
Bob Hope?
Bob Hope, yes. There's a woman who I've seen her videos where she claims that Bob Hope was an MK Ultra agent and that he sexually abused her for years and sold her out to people in Hollywood and, like, pimped her out.
Yeah, and, like, there's Corey Feldman, who tried a whole bunch of times to expose pedophilia in Hollywood. He's dead now, right?
No, just his career. God, I love his song. Have you ever heard his song, What's Up With the Youth? He went on Howard Stern show in like 93, and he plays this Michael Jackson ripoff song called What's Up With the Youth that I just think about it all the time. It's a great tune. But I'm just, yeah, telling you, I mean, it's difficult to reconcile because, of course, yes, there is child sex trafficking. There is a worldwide pedophile network. It's called the Catholic Church. It exists. You can go check it out. I grew up in it. And... I grew up in an international child sex trafficking ring called the Catholic Church, and my parents gave them tons of money, you know, my whole life. So, but at the same time, I also did grow up during the era of the Satanic Panic, and I went to high school with this boy who's, I don't know why I'm blanking on his name, but his grandmother, his aunt, and his father had all gone to prison for running a preschool in Massachusetts where they were accused of child sex abuse and was later found to be bogus bullshit.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what this reminds me of. It feels like that's what it's building up to, is a version, like not even a version of the Satanic Panic, just a new Satanic Panic. And the thing about the Satanic Panic is it sent a lot of innocent people to prison. That's how it ended. And the very underrated sequel to the Satanic Panic, which, mentioned this today, a lot of people are still shocked by this, but Shaken Baby Syndrome is bullshit. A lot of people went to prison over Shaken Baby Syndrome accusations that were completely and totally false. And the same people that pushed the Satanic Panic were the same people that pushed Shaken Baby Syndrome. So we have two examples in American history of the entire country being whipped up into a panic and sending so many innocent people to prison. And it was all fake. And this feels like the third go-round for that, where it's going to end in a lot of people being called pedophiles who might not necessarily be, but it is a very effective way to eliminate your enemies, that's for sure.
It's these vicious crimes against children, which are something that would be, it's crimes that you don't even hear about people actually committing in prison. It's something that's, you know, speaks to a kind of darkness and evilness that you would have to be an inhuman to almost ever think about doing, you know? It's not just like, you know, oh, they rape kids, like, and they eat their faces.
Yeah, and it's obviously a message that's really resonating with a lot of people, and that's fucking dangerous.
Yeah, and we mentioned this before, but Peter Thiel does get blood transfusions from a college student. If you want to talk about people eating kids' blood or using kids' blood, you don't have to make it up.
Yeah, I think that's the main point here. Like, I don't intend this podcast to be some sort of like personal exoneration of Hillary Clinton. Like, no. I don't know what the fuck she gets up to. And I know a lot of rich people do abuse and traffic kids, but I'm just saying, be careful of the evidence you accept, because it could blow the wheels off this thing before it even gets fucking rolling.
And we should be very cognizant of the fact that just on paper, when you're looking at a conspiracy and the main people who are being accused of things are Jews, Muslims, and women, I think you need to ask yourself, who are the people who are going after them? You know, it's like sometimes there are gender politics, identity, and issues going on with these things that are beyond just the individual characters involved. And you're like, yes, I think there is something to it, that it's often liberals and women who are being accused of these horrible crimes. And I just think that, or people's willingness to believe these accusations does stem in part from their natural prejudice against people from these groups. Yes, Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein and Anthony Weiner are all Jewish. Yes, John Podesta is Italian. Hillary Clinton is a woman of whatever nationality she is. But it's like, it does seem a bit, it is something that I keep my ears open to when this shit comes down the pipeline, because, you know, it's not always a coincidence. I do think that people who are especially interested in these cases are some of the same people who believe in a lot of stuff to do with one world order, and, you know, anti-Semitism is rampant within those communities. So,
and again, I'm obviously not saying child sex trafficking doesn't happen. I know global sex trafficking rings are a real thing, and I know a lot of rich and powerful people are involved in them. I just think this Hillary Clinton face video might be some bullshit. Like, we know the Podesta video is bullshit. We know some fucking disgraced former backyard wrestler is now magically the face of this movement with an audience bigger than mine after having started a YouTube page 1 month ago. Just open your heart to the idea that you could be fucking getting lied to right now, people.
I know. Is this grass? Because it feels like AstroTurf.
All right.
Right? Man, yeah, it's so green. You never realize what's going on. Yeah, and this is not the first. It's not the first, and it won't be the last. You know, we had Pizzagate, and this is a continuing. It's a second wave. It's just like Corona, baby. We're hitting that second wave of Pizzagate yeah. stuff. Pizzagate did not die. It got reheated. We didn't lick it. We didn't eat it. Oh, we just reheated it. It's Pizzagate part two, baby. Papa John's. I've eaten 40 Pizzagate videos in 20 days.
So I think that's our episode.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Pizzagate reheated. Frazzle drip the beam. Sip in on the drip, drip, frazzle drip.
You are determined to get that rap song off the ground, God. Aren't you?
I just want to rectify my performance. Man, I don't know. For God's sake. What a nightmare. Thank you for looking everything up, though. I'm glad that you got some more dirt in the pile than I did. Is that an expression?
I think so. So what do we have to plug before we get out of here? Unpopsnetwork.supercast.tech. You can subscribe to the Unpops Network there. If you don't like Patreon or patreon.com/unpops, you can even subscribe just to Conspiracy the Show if you go to that Supercast site. Or for links to all of that shit, just go to unpops.com/subscribe. Laura, what do you got to plug?
At the moment, not much for plugs. I'm going to continue to thank you guys for listening to the show. You know, tell your friends about it. You can find me online at Crawford Comic. And, you know, let me know if you have anything that you would like me to particularly comment on or react to. I don't know. I've been thinking about it because I watch so much, fucking shit. And then I look online and people are just, it's people watching. I watch people watching shit. And I'm like, do people want to watch me watch shit?
Maybe.
God, who knows?
Oh, yeah. Follow the show at Conspirapops on Twitter.
Conspirapops. I started watching Star Trek. That's changed my life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Laura wants to plug Star Trek.
Yeah. You guys seen this shit? What? Okay. Yeah, having a great time. Thank you.
All right. Let's get out of here. Laura, say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.